And speaking of you, each week at this time, some weeks not at all, but this week, yes, we honor a town, a village, or burg somewhere across the U.S. and our rearranged map of the same. Here with our town of the week is Sarah Nix.
About 4 hours north of here, on this side of the border from that weird part of Michigan that should probably be part of Wisconsin, you'll find the town of Eagle River. The area was the first permanent First Nation settlement in the region more than 3,000 years before the Common Era. Those people were the likely ancestors of the Chippewa, Potawatomi, and Menominee people who were living there when European settlers moved into the area in the mid-1800s. Lots of logging camps went up in those north woods, and the area was thick with loggers, trappers, and fur traders. The town's economy is still built on the natural resources that abound up there. Take one look at a map, and you'll know what the town's famous for: lakes, forests, and rivers. Eagle River is, of course, on the Eagle River, which is part of one of the world's longest chain of lakes, a full 28 lakes long. With a population of about 1,500 people, these days Eagle River's a tourism town. People come from all over to fish and swim and boat and paddle. There are boat-in hotels, restaurants, and golf courses, and fear not, if you're more interested in the quiet side, some lakes are motor-free, so there's less chance that you'll capsize your kayak. If you're tired of watery activities and want to catch some local sports heroes, the Northland Pines High School Eagles are the team to watch. Eagle River is also only about 2.5 hours south-southeast of where we'll be under the canvas next week at Big Top Chautauqua in Bayfield, so come see us. And that's our town of the week. It's Eagle River, Wisconsin.
Beautiful Eagle River, Wisconsin. We used to go there. Dad would take us on our, you know, boys only. Me and Arthur and Dad. And that's where I learned how to drive. Through the woods on a dirt path, which I made it through, except for the last tree. I actually piled up my dad's car, 61 Chevy, on the very last, because I panicked. I don't know, and I hit the gas. Did you ever have that moment? When you were a kid, I used to, my dad would teach me, and he made me nervous something, so I'd sometimes hit the wrong pedal, and I actually hit the gas, smacked the very last tree in the woods, which is good, because there's actually a lake right beyond that, so it could have been a lot worse. Could have drowned my dad. That would have been a bad feeling. And I remember driving home, we were driving home from Eagle River, and the headlight was, we were at night, the headlight was shining in the treetops on that side all the way home, and I felt really bad. But that's it's a great place and a big resort area. A lot of people go there and they fish and what have you. And we got someone from there now, Jake Alward from Eagle River, our town of the week. Hey, Jake.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Are you in the recreation business there, or resort business? Or?
We are, yes. Yeah.
What do you got there?
Well, we've got the Chanticleer Inn.
Chanticleer Inn.
Just outside of Eagle River, we've got villas right by the waterside, 17 Ooh. Rooms, 20 condominiums, and a private home.
Wow.
Restaurant, lounge, pontoon boat rentals.
Boy, Eagle River has gone upscale since our day. It was just me, and we had this little cabin and stuff, and but we had Dad used to make toast on the grill on the open fire.
Oh yes.
On the stove.
We have toasters now.
We have toasters. See, that's an amazing difference from what we had.
Electricity.
Electricity and all that stuff.
Well, oh, yeah.
That sounds really nice. Are you busy?
It's been a good summer. We're fighting the elements right now. It's a little cool and misty out.
Uh-huh.
But it's been nice. The lakes are up to about almost where they should be in water level. The temperature of the water is great.
Mm-hmm.
People are having a great time on the water and in the water.
And what lake is that there?
We're on Voyager Lake. It's part of the 28 lake chain.
Yeah.
That Sarah was just talking about.
Uh-huh.
And for boating and pontooning, skiing, tubing, fishing, it's wonderful.
Do any of those conflict? Because I know fishermen don't really like, you know, pontoons coming through their lines and that sort of thing.
Well, I think there's enough room here for everybody. if one, that's the beauty of the chain. If one lake is a little busy, go to another lake. If one area is busy, go to another area. And
yeah.
There's enough room for everybody.
And what are they bringing in there? What are these guys pulling out?
Well, this water is Class A musky water,
uh-huh.
So we're well known for a number of musky tournaments and general musky fishing. Walleye, panfish are right in there, too.
Yeah. Anyone get any big muskies so far?
I haven't heard of any, but 40 inches is not uncommon. 40 plus.
Okay, I'm not going to touch that line.
Especially in the fall.
What?
especially in the fall.
In the fall. So yeah. We're looking more, you know, a little bit further on yet is when they start to bite.
For real good muskie tournaments.
Yeah. Is that because the muskies are mating at that point? Or?
Well, I'm not a fisherman. I don't really know. I thought it was the cooler water just
cooler
makes
water.
Them more active.
Yeah. Oh, it makes you more active. Okay. Well, yeah. So does mating, though, really.
Right.
Could be either way.
You're absolutely correct.
Chanticleer. And are you a native of the area, Jake? Or?
Well, not quite. I've only been here 61 years.
61 years, okay.
Yeah.
You're still an outsider.
So I'm still, I was 3 years old when we moved up here. My parents bought this place in 1951.
Yeah, from where they moved from?
Yeah, Chicago area.
Okay.
And then I bought it from them in 72, so been running it ever since then.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And pretty much good. You're filled up there, pretty much. Still room if we want to come up.
There seems to always be room, so don't ever think it's too late. We've got an 800 number. We've got a website. Just give us a call or look at the website for ChanticleerInn.com, and we'll help you out, whether it be lodging or dining or
you name it
or boating.
You name it. You got it all. And you know, I never. Is there actually a town of Eagle River? I mean, is there a town?
Oh, yes.
Yes, because I don't remember ever seeing it.
Yeah, the town is 1 square mile.
1 square mile.
Of Eagle River, but then it's the Eagle River area that is the large population. Not, like she had said, 1,500 people live in town in that square mile.
Mm-hmm.
But many people live outside of the town. We're actually 3 miles from Eagle River.
Yeah.
On the water, and that's the beauty. We don't have any noise of the city. We're rural. We've got 1,200 feet of frontage on that the accommodations look over. We've got 2 swimming beaches, tennis.
You name it.
Great place.
I guess you have, actually.
Eagle River's a great place to come up and relax and enjoy. We've got a variety of things in the area to...
What if they don't feel like doing any of those things, though? What have you got people who don't feel like doing any of that stuff? Do you have any?
Well, there's always the store. The town's got some nice stores.
Some stores, yeah.
Beautiful area to take a drive.
Is there a casino nearby or something if you don't really want to do anything outdoors?
Yep. We've got one to the north and one to the west.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
Good fudge shops, candy store, other stores, souvenirs and clothing stores.
So, Jake, I think what you're saying is there's something in Eagle River for every taste.
Certainly think so.
Okay, sounds good. Jake, I want to thank you for your time here. We will have something for you from our neck of the woods, just to thank you for your time.
We will be sending you the pride of America's Dairyland in a scrumptious selection of 10 premium certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's Organic Valley family of farms.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you very much.
Jake Alward. You too. The Chanticleer man, Jake Alward, from our Town of the Week, Eagle River. Ladies and gentlemen. You want to do why don't you do the dart thing, because they like to see
you
do that.
We should do that.
Yes.
So somebody needs to throw the dart so we can know what our next town of the week is.
Someone needs to get the dart first.
He looks very excited.
No, we have a dart.
You got to do this officially now.
Yes,
take off your headphones.
We got the dart.
Okay, here we go.
Take this.
Yes. Go ahead. Who wants to throw the dart for the town of the week?
I forgot the dart.
Okay, here's the dart. Great. You might have to
don't
come up here.
Excited. It's not that exciting.
I'm not going to walk down those stairs because I'll fall. There you go. Very good. First I have to ask your name.
My name is Aaron Kidwell.
And where are you from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Well, welcome. Dart away.
Oh, he closed his eyes.
Very good. What is it? Tocoa, Georgia. I'm probably pronouncing it.
Probably.
Thank you very much.
The town of the week next week. Okay. Hi.
Hi. I have no medical device stories.
But, yeah.
Jeff will be appearing with the Mike Smith Quartet this coming Tuesday at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago.
Oh.
If anybody wants to check him
Mike
out.
Mike Smith
Quartet.
Quartet, yeah.
He's a tenor, alto saxophone player.
I thought he was a tenor player.
No. I mistakenly said that last week.
And it just fixed
myself.
In my brain.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I seared it there. Now everything's wrong.
It's just a different size.
Yeah.
Yeah. The same theory behind it and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anything else you want to...
He's with Manti Ellis in Milwaukee on Monday
night.
Well,
I mean, you, though. What are you doing?
Oh, me? I'll be tonight. I'll be at home in my nice recliner. Watching a little television, I think.
What are you going to watch?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
There's some mixed martial arts. There's some boxing.
Yeah, do you like the mixed martial arts?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And then sometimes I don't. So, you never know.
Depends on who's doing it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Is that legitimate, that sport?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to
Come on, is it really?
I don't want to be kicked in the head, do you?
It's totally legitimate. It's not. I mean, it's sort of like.
Yeah. It's not wrestling. That's different. That's something different.
Well, we know that's legitimate.
It's not. You know, it's not like baseball.
Is it in the Olympics?
There is. I think they do have one. What do they have?
Like an exhibition type.
Yeah, I think it's.
Mixed martial arts, is it in the Olympics?
They don't have a mixed martial arts, but they do have one like karate or something. Well, they have judo and...
And are you allowed to choose which martial arts you're going to use?
Well, that's the...
In any event?
That's the art of it. You're trying to figure out what someone is going to use on you.
But you could use any one of them that you want as long as they're one of the martial arts.
Yeah.
Guns, no.
No. Knives, no.
Guns, knives.
Weapons, ropes, chains.
Are you allowed to bite?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Not on purpose.
Okay. All right. Just wondering about that. So that's what you'll be doing that tonight. And then anything else?
Well, we're driving up to Bayfield next week.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think apparently there's still some tickets available.
At Bayfield, at the Big Top?
Yeah.
Okay. How would someone find out about that?
Oh, they would. How would they find out about that, Sarah?
They would call 715-373-5552 or go to notmuch.com and find ticket information there.
Yeah, it's going to be
And good. It'll be lots of fun.
It is lots of fun. It's fun being in the big tent there.
Yeah.
Now this song here.
If ever, this is kind of a philosophical song.
If ever I would leave you, that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Begins with a conditional. I like a song that begins with a conditional phrase. Yeah. And here it is.